الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the sixth year after Hijrah, after Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, Sulah Hudaybiyah took place. The peace treaty between the Muslims and the non-Muslims. One of the terms and conditions of the peace treaty was, among the various tribes, whoever wished to form alliances with anyone, they were free to do so. Anybody want to form alliances with the Muslims, they may do so. And anyone who wished to form alliances with the non-Muslims, they were free to do so. So in Makkatul Mukarramah, there were two tribes, the tribe of Banu Bakr and the tribe of Banu Khuza'a. These two tribes, they were at loggerheads with each other even in the time of Jahiliyyah. They used to fight with each other and they had disagreements all the time. So the tribe of Banu Bakr, they form alliances with the non-Muslims. And the tribe of Banu Khuza'a, they form alliances with the Muslims. Now one of the terms and conditions of the peace treaty was, Muslims won't attack the non-Muslims of Makkah, non-Muslims won't attack the Muslims, and whosoever form alliances with any party, they were also bound by these terms and conditions. So the Banu Bakr, they also could not attack the tribe of Banu Khuza'a. Tribe of Banu Khuza'a could not also attack the tribe of Banu Bakr. It so happened that on one night, the tribe of Banu Bakr, who were alliances with the non-Muslims of Makkah Mukarramah, they attacked the tribe of Banu Khuza'a. They killed the people. A lot of bloodshed. They oppressed them, persecuted them. They violated the terms and conditions of the peace treaty. So the tribe of Banu Khuza'a representatives, they came to Medina to Munawwara and they complained to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we are your alliances, we require your help and assistance, and the tribe of Banu Bakr oppressed us, persecuted us and caused bloodshed. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent a message to the tribe of Banu Bakr and told to them, pay the diyat. All the people that you killed, pay the blood money. First option. Second option, if you do not wish to pay the blood money, the diyat, then withdraw yourselves from the tribe of Banu Bakr. And if you do not want to do that, then cancel the peace treaty between us and yourselves. Out of haste, without thinking of the consequences, they agreed to cancel the peace treaty. And no sooner they cancel the peace treaty, they realize the implications and the consequence of it. Immediately Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the leader of the non-Muslims at that time, he rushed and he came to Madinatul Munawwara to renew the peace treaty. He went to his daughter, Hazrat Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha. He spoke to her. He spoke to many Sahaba. He even went to Hazrat Abu Bakr, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and told Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if he could intercede to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to renew the peace treaty. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala gave him an answer which was according to his nature. See, if nobody has to fight with you people, even if I alone have to fight with you, I'll fight. Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu then returned to Makkatul Mukarramah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then intended to launch an attack on the people of Makkatul Mukarramah. Peace treaty was cancelled. But this was a secret. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not divulge this to outsiders. He quietly, secretly told it only to the Sahaba. The people in Madinatul Munawwara knew about it. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were preparing for this. One day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala and told to him, you, Zubair ibn Awam and Abu Marsad Ghanawi, three Sahaba, go to a certain place between Makkah and Medina by the name of Rose Khakh. There's a woman that's riding a conveyance. She's got a letter. Bring the letter over to me. So these three Sahaba, they rode in the conveyance, they rushed, came to the place where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned Rose Khakh. As Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, there was a woman riding on a conveyance going to Makkatul Mukarramah. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala approached the woman and told her, where's the letter? Take it out. You got a letter? The tukhrijanna al-kitab. So she first went in the state of denial. No, I don't have any letter. Ali radiallahu ta'ala then threatened her, you better take out the letter, otherwise we will unclothe you. We have to search you. You got something? So she put her hand in her back and she had a long plait of hair. She put her hand in her back and she took out the letter and she gave it to Ali radiallahu ta'ala. That's what they wanted from this woman. Ali radiallahu ta'ala took the letter and went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened that letter. And in that letter, it was written, a sahabi, great illustrious sahabi, a Badri sahabi, Hatib ibn Abi Balta'a radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote a letter to some of the associates in Makkatul Mukarramah, telling them about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's intention to launch an attack on Makkatul Mukarramah. This was divulging a secret of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was a major crime. Not just anyone's secret, but the secret of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called Hatib. Ya Hatib ma hadha? Oh Hatib, what is this you have done? This is a secret. You're not supposed to be divulging that. Nabi Kareem first, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first asked him for an explanation. Didn't just regard a person to be a criminal. Make the person, get an explanation from the person. So Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu then told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a prophet of Allah, my iman is intact. There's no reason for me to come out from the fold of iman. The only reason I've done this is, every sahabi of yours that is here, have some family people in Makkatul Mukarramah to look after their interests in Makkatul Mukarramah. I, living in Makkatul Mukarramah at that time, I made hijrat, but at that time, I was like an outsider. I don't have anyone from Makkah to look after my interests in Makkah, so I decided to render some ihsan, some favor to the people of Makkah, so that they would look after my interest in Makkatul Mukarramah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was in that gathering. He immediately told to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, da'ni ya Rasulallah fali adrib unuqah. Leave me ya Rasulallah to behead this person. Innahu qad khana Allah wa Rasulah. He embezzled with Allah the Rasul. You're not supposed to be doing this. This is a secret. How can he divulge the secret of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa reply, and this is a lesson which I want to share with you today. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, da'hu. Because he is innahu qad shahida badran. He has taken part in the battle of Badr. In the most trying times of Islam, he helped and assisted the Muslims. He assisted the cause of Islam. Leave him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further mentioned, لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ اِطَّلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدَرْ فَقَالِ اِمَنُوا مَا شِئِتُمْ قَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala focused on the Badriyin and told to them,
do whatever you want to. For this great sacrifice you have made in deen, whatever you have to do after that, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will forgive you. There is one very great lesson we learn in this. Hatib radiallahu ta'ala made a mistake. He erred. A major mistake. But in dealing with a person that made a mistake, Nabi Kareem Sallam didn't only focus on the wrong he did. Nabi Sallam also considered the right he did in life and the sacrifices. And this is a lesson we should learn. Often we deal with people and somebody has done more good to us than bad. When the person does one wrong, our focus is only on the wrong. We forget all the right the person has done. Wrong, one mistake the person done, and we take him out of our radar, as though he never existed. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated in the masjid. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they came and told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahadas, Ansars, this was before the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ansars are crying. So when they inquired from them, why are you people crying? Say, we are thinking about the majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What if he would leave this world? Then what would happen to us? So Sahaba went and told that to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the following day, came to a masjid, ascended on a minbar, he praised Allah, he glorified Allah, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the Ansars. He told, فَإِنَّمْ عَيْشِي وَكَرَبِي, that these Ansars, they are my stomach, they are my basket. In other words, referring that they are very close to me. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two things. قَدْ قَذَوْ مَا عَلَيْهِمْ وَبَقِيَ لَهُمْ مَا لَهُمْ. Whatever was their responsibility, they executed that. And whatever is for them benefit, that still remains. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that إِحْسَنُوا إِقْبَلُوا مِن مُحْسِنِهِمْ وَتَجَاوَزُوا عَن مُسِيئِهِمْ. The Ansars, not only with the Ansar, but it's a general rule, dealing with people, accept the good of people. Anybody do good to you, you accept it. But if anybody does any wrong, overlook it. And this is the lesson, when dealing with people, don't only focus on the wrong they have done, don't only focus on the negative things, sometimes people do good things, focus on the good, and overlook the people for the wrong that they have done. Sometimes, a relationship between parents and children. That it could be both ways. Sometimes the children would think about the parents, they have done this wrong, they have done that wrong. Instead of focusing only on the wrong of the parents, think about the good that they have done. They probably may have done more good than the wrong. Why only focusing on the negative? Focus on the positive. Change that negativity into positivity. Sometimes, between the husband and the wife, both the spouses, something happens, you're only focusing on that one wrong, on that one negative thing. You forget all the good that they have done. So instead of focusing on the wrong, focus also on the good as well. Overlook people. If somebody have done wrong, that's fine, wrong is wrong. But that doesn't mean you must forget all the good that people have done. Sometimes, in people who associated with us in life, it could be in a madrasa, it could be in the institute, people helped, associated, they helped, they assisted, they contributed. For some reason or the other, they happened to leave, or there may have been some differences. Now, later in life, when you look at him with a negative eye, and you forget all the good that the person have done, that attitude is incorrect. That is not the right attitude. The sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, don't forget the good that people have done, and don't only focus on the negative things of the people. Learn to overlook the negative, and learn to remember and deal with people with the good that they have done. And there's so many examples in the Sharia pertaining to that. And that is why it's very important for us, all the time we must introspect. How am I dealing with the next person? Am I over-criticizing the person? Am I only looking at the negative part of the person? What if somebody has to deal with me in that way and only think about my negative and doesn't focus on my positive? So how you want the next person to deal with you? You also deal with the next person in that way. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have mentioned, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. A person's iman is not kamil, not perfect,
until he does not love for his brother what he loves for himself. How you want the next person to deal with you? How you want the next person to treat you? How you want the next person to associate with you? You deal with the next person in the same way. And this is across the board. Between relationship between parents and children, between their spouses, when people of our community, people of our society, always give people a chance. Focus on the positive aspects of people. Don't only focus on the negative aspects of people. Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.